But within 48 hours, the government could lose its ability to write more checks. That's if we get a government shutdown on Friday. More than 800,000 federal employees were furloughed during the 1995 shutdown. There was a second shutdown just a few months later, and almost 300,000 were sent home then. And that's a lot of take-home pay, not going home. Fortunately for workers back then, the shutdowns happened at a time when the United States was experiencing a good economy. The economy was strong. If a shutdown happens this time, obviously that is not exactly the case. And one of the first places that's going to be felt is in the state budgets. Joining us now is Scott Pattison, Executive Director of the National Association of State Budget Officers. Scott, please correct me if I'm wrong, but for most states, their safety net is often completely supported by federal dollars. We're talking about unemployment checks that are often mostly backed by federal dollars. Food stamps and Medicaid programs are paid for by the national government for the most part.
Well, it is true. A lot of people are unaware of the fact that a huge portion of state spending is actually federal spending for exactly the types of programs that you're talking about, like temporary assistance to needy families. And about a third of all revenue received by states comes from the federal government. So there's a lot of spending that occurs at the state and, in many cases, local government level that is directly from the federal government.
So does that tap then get turned off if the government shuts down?
Not entirely, but the state impact is definitely dependent on timing. If there's a shutdown for a few days, it's a fairly minimal impact. It's certainly inconvenient and disruptive, but it's fairly minimal. But if a shutdown lasts for more than a week, 2-3 weeks, then it could be a very significant impact to states.
All right. Also with us is Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. But Mark, I mean, nobody's predicting that we're going to have a shutdown of 2-3 weeks, right?
Well, economic logic would say not, but of course this is politics, and given that, I think it's impossible to predict. And if it does go on for any length of time, then the debate can get conflated with what we're going to do about the debt ceiling, and then at that point you can construct scenarios where it could go on for quite some time.
All right, so Mark, you just heard Scott saying that we shouldn't be worried if the shutdown is only a few days long, but we also heard President Obama saying any shutdown is disruptive. Any shutdown is going to worry investors and could affect the credit rating while the U.S. is in a very fragile economic recovery. Is that true?
Yeah, I think any shutdown is disruptive. It's disconcerting. I think people are already nervous for a range of reasons. I mean, we've been put through the ringer, and this is just one more thing to worry about. But I don't think if it's a day two or three, it's going to do significant damage. But if it's more than a couple, 3-4 weeks, as Scott mentioned, then I think the damage will quickly mount and it will become a problem.
Does this, you know, sort of generally affect the global assessment of the credit worthiness of the United States? I mean, Mark Zandi, say you're a fund manager for a huge T-bill fund of one kind or another. At what point do you start to get a call from, say, you know, somebody in China? Hey, what's going on here?
Well, I think they'll get those calls. I don't think it's a serious problem until it gets conflated with the debate over the debt ceiling. Not being able to raise the debt ceiling in a timely way, I think, would be very disturbing to global investors and remind them that you know, this nation has very large budget deficits and a very heavy debt load and lots of political hard work ahead even after this. So I don't think that would be a very good path to go down. I don't think it would be in our best interest.
That's Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Also with us, Scott Pattison, executive director of the National Association of State Budget Officers. And Scott, it seems to me, and I want to ask you what American would first feel the shutdown, but it seems to me that in some states, even a few days is going to make it difficult to make unemployment payments. There are states that don't have any cushion in their unemployment fund anymore, that have had to borrow from the federal government to cover deficits in their unemployment funds.
Well, it's interesting. There are two aspects. Certainly, there are certain groups that are going to feel it rather quickly, and that would be anyone employed by government contractors. There may be some transportation-type projects that would fairly quickly have to be idled. So there would be a fairly quick impact. And after a few days, depending on how quickly money is drawn down from the federal government for certain types of things like food stamps or the temporary assistance for needy families, those folks would feel it. Now, interestingly, it is a very tight situation, but states do have some cash reserves. For a very short time, they can ensure that whether it's unemployment or other things like that can be covered. But what they're worried about is not only the timing. If things go on, it could be a problem. But they're also worried about, will the federal government come back and provide them the funds that they expended that otherwise would have been federal?
Oh, I see. So during that time, what budget deal will they come back to the table, and whether or not that will fund the states at the same level that it was before?
Well, we're very concerned that we're going to have to put out a fair amount of cash, again, depending on how long a shutdown occurs, if it does occur. And the question is, will we be repaid for that for what otherwise would be federal monies for a federal program?
Mark Zandi, is there an argument to be made, though, that in allowing the government to shut down while you have the bigger discussion about making the United States more financially stable, that should reassure investors that this conversation is finally being had?
Well, I think they preferred if we had the conversation in a reasonably productive way. I mean, shutting down the government seems to be quite extreme and would highlight, I think, the fact that we just can't come to any form of agreement, that there's no political compromise, that we can't figure this out. So I think it would do just the opposite. Having a discussion is great, but at this point, I think we need to figure out a way to come together and keep the government moving in operation and moving forward.
Mark, if Moody's shut down, are you an essential or non-essential employee?
Well, my wife thinks the paycheck's pretty essential.
Scott Patterson, there at the National Association of State Budget Officers, you essential or non-essential?
Right now, we are considering ourselves essential.
Because you're on the phone to Washington all the time, right?
Yeah.
Scott Patterson with the National Association of State Budget Officers, essential. Mark Zandi, possibly non-essential, although his wife may think otherwise. He's the chief economist at Moody's Analytics. We want to know, the reason we're asking you about this is because obviously the government is trying to figure out who's essential and non-essential, who goes home in the case of a government shutdown. We want to know what you think about your own job, essential or not. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.